The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to all who are joining us in person. And welcome to all those who are joining us online. Welcome to all visitors. Welcome if you are here every Sunday. All are welcome here. And today it is good that we are all together, for we will encounter God today in word and in sacrament and in the presence of each other. So come, let us prepare our hearts for worship and let us enter in. We invite all those who are able to stand, knowing that if you cannot stand, the church stands with and for you. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who greets us in this and every season, whose word never fails, whose promise is sure.
Amen.
Let us confess our sins in the presence of God and of one another. Merciful God,
we confess that we have sinned. We have hurt our community, we have squandered your blessings, we have hoarded your bounty. In the name of Jesus, forgive us and grant us your mercy.
Righteous God,
we confess that we have sinned, we have failed to be honest, we have lacked the courage to speak. We have spoken falsely. In the name of Jesus, forgive us and grant us your mercy.
God is a cup of cold water when we thirst. God offers boundless grace when we fail. Claim the gift of God's mercy. You are free and forgiven in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Look who gathered.
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Faithful God, most merciful Judge, you care for your children with firmness and compassion.
By your Spirit, nurture us to live in your kingdom, that we may be rooted in the way of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
And now we invite our children forward for those who wish to come for a children's message. And I know we have some visitors. If you wish to come forward, that's cool. If you don't have to. There is no pressure. We can do it with the congregation. A brief moment of awkwardness, and then I'll continue. You're great if you want to stay. You stay seated there. But today's lesson, Jesus tells us a story of two sowers who go out and they plant two seeds. One is wheat and one is weeds. And then the disciples have to decide whether or not they want to go out and do some weed eating. So let's play a game. You have to pull the weed, not the weeds. And you'll know when you do because there'll be a little red mark in the bottom of this stick that says weed, and a green mark that says wheat. So let us remember, don't pull up the wheat, okay? So you get a choice. Just pull one. Right, what do you got? You got some wheat. Oh, so we got some wheat too there. All right, here we go. We're not going very good. Here we go. Molly's going to represent. There she goes. You got a wheat. Oh, so you got another wheat. Good, good job. Okay, we got another week. Good. Susan gets. All right, here we go. We got a couple more to go. Here we go. Okay, she got a week. Hold it up. All right, what do we got? So a week. Here we go. Here. Week. Okay. Yeah, I know. Scared. Okay. Remember, the goal is to get all the weeds out. Oh, yeah, we got all the weeds out. There we go. Uh-oh. We got a problem, too. What's the problem, people? There's nothing left. And so Jesus' message today is be really careful who you start judging and pulling out and deciding who doesn't belong, because pretty soon there's no one left. And there's another message today, too, because we have our weed, right? And we plant the weed in the soil of God's word and love, and we tell this weed that God loves them and God is with them, and we water this with the waters of our baptism and the nourishment of our meal. We never know what it might become. So let us pray. For those who are new, we are going to bring our hands together at the count of three, and then we are going to repeat after me. So let us pray. One, two, three. Repeat after you. Dear God.
Dear God.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for your love.
Thank you for your love.
Amen.
First reading today is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 44. Hear now the word. Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first and I am the last. Beside me there is no God. Who is like me? Let them proclaim it. Let them declare and set it forth before me. Who has announced from of old the things to come? Let them tell us what is yet to be. Do not fear or be afraid. Have I not told you from of old and declared it? You are my witnesses. Is there any God beside me? There is no other rock. I know not one. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
About that, I like reading it directly from the Bible, but I forgot on the Psalm, it doesn't say which parts I read and which ones you read. I need that. Our psalm is from Psalm 86, and it's on page 4 in the bulletin. If you please read it with me, if you folks could read the bold part. Teach me your way, O Lord, and I will walk in your truth. Give me an undivided heart to revere your name.
I will thank you, Lord, our God, with all my heart, and glorify your name
For great is your love toward me. You have delivered me from the pit of death.
The arrogant rise up against me, O God, and the band of violent people seize my life. They have not set you before their eyes.
But you, O Lord, are gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and full of kindness and truth.
Turn to me and have mercy on me. Give your strength to your servant, and save the child of your handmaid.
Show me a sign of your favor, so that those who hate me may see it and be put to shame. Because you, O Lord, have helped me and comforted me. The second reading is from Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 8. Hear now the word. So then, brothers and sisters, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, he will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is that very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If in fact we suffer with him so that we may also be glorified with him. I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory about to be revealed in us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the children of God. For the creation was subject to futility, not of its own will, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be set free from the bondage to decay and will obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning in labor pains until now, and not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly while we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. For in hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what is seen? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
According to St. Matthew, the 13th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
He put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to someone who sowed good seed in his field. But while everybody was asleep, an enemy came and sowed weeds among the weeds, and then went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared as well. And the servants of the household came and said to him, Master, did you not sow good seed in the field? Where then did these weeds come from? And he answered, An enemy has done this. The servant said to him, Then do you want us to go and gather them? But he replied, No. For in gathering the weeds, you would uproot the wheat along with them. Let both of them grow together until the harvest. And at harvest time, I will tell the reapers, Collect the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn. And then he left the crowds and went into the house. And his disciples approached him, saying, Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field. And he answered, The one who sowed the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just as the weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so will be it at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all the causes of sin, and they will throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Let anyone who has faith hear, let them hear. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise you, O Christ.
There's a story that is told, and I don't know if this is a true story, I suspect it is, but of a group of soldiers in the Second World War. They had come in D-Day and had fought hard through Europe to liberate France, and they had seen a lot of action and a lot of stress, and you can imagine what they were under. And there was that one guy in the group who seemed to hold that whole group together. And I don't need to explain who that one guy is to you, because I'm sure you all had a group or a team, and there was that one person there. That person whose humor, whose patience, whose grace let everyone else know that they belong. Whose very presence seemed to hold that group together, and this person was no different. He held that unit together by his pure presence. But in the course of the fighting, of course, he also fell. And this unit was devastated by the loss of their friend, and they had just gone through one village and liberated the village in France. And they knew they would go on, but they did not want to leave their friend behind. They didn't want to see him in a mass grave. They wanted to do something special to honor this person. And in this village that they had just liberated, there was a church. And they could see from looking at it that there was a cemetery there. And they decided that they were going to take their friend and bury him in the cemetery. But they wanted to contact the priest first and let them know what they were doing. So they found the priest and they told him the story. This was their best friend. And they wanted to give him this special place of peace and honor to remember him. The priest listened but was very concerned and then asked the question, was he a member of the church? And they didn't really know, so they just told him no. And then the priest said, I'm sorry, I want to help you, but you cannot bury him in our cemetery. And distraught by this news, they looked elsewhere to bury him. Just outside the cemetery was an oak tree. And there they buried him. And they put that little wooden memorial to remember him, and then off to more fighting they went. But at the end of the war, they were told they were going to go home, but they wanted to go back one more time to see their friend. And so as a unit, they traveled back into France. They could locate the village. They located the church. But then problems occurred. They couldn't find this oak tree outside of the cemetery. They looked, they couldn't find it, nothing looked the same, and then they began to get really mad because, man, that priest must have done something with the body. So they went off, confronted this priest, what did you do with the body? And the priest looked at them and said, fellas, I was so sorry I made a mistake. I should have let you bury him in the cemetery. And as he thought about it night after night and the guilt he felt, he decided that there was only one thing to do. He couldn't move the body. It was already buried. So he decided single-handedly that he was going to move the fence of the cemetery. rock by rock, day after day, month after month, until it was completed. He moved that boundary of the cemetery around that oak tree and back there, so that that body could now rest in peace with his friends. And so there together, they remembered their friend, said their goodbyes before they went off to home. I tell this story, friends, because I think this idea of boundaries, where we draw them, who we weed out of them, that is what is the heart of our gospel text today. Our lesson, our story asks some hard questions. Exactly what is our role in weeding out all the weeds in our midst? Do we weed them? Do we let them grow? And in the back, there's this burning question of why are there weeds in the first place? But what is the role of this boundary marker? And friends, if we remember last week, we had the parable of the good sower. And we talked about how that in itself was the parable of the good sower, not the parable of the good soil. And we had this sower go out with love and abundance and throwing the seed everywhere, spreading the message that God loves you, that you are forgiven, that God is with you. And this seed goes out everywhere. And today our sower goes out again, and miraculously all that seed falls on the right soil, and we have a harvest coming. Everything seems to be going good, but then a problem emerges. The servants of the household see other seed growing amongst this harvest. It is important to understand that the sower doesn't see this problem. It's the servants who see the problem. And we're told that this sower is the Son of Man. This is Jesus who is sowing the message of the kingdom. So it's not hard to imagine we are the servants there. This parable is about us. And we look out on the field and we see good seed, we see bad seed, we see wheat, we see weeds, and we get concerned. Again, God is not concerned. God knows that the world is being made right in Christ. That it will all, in the end, be okay. A new creation is dawning. But it is us. We as the servants who see the problem here. And so we want to go out and remove this seed. We want to weed. And Jesus warns us that if we do that, if we go out to weed and decide who belongs here, who doesn't belong here, when we draw boundary markers too tight, we will pull out those who do belong. And if we ask ourselves hard enough, we also understand one thing, right? Who really belongs here? And of course, we all belong here, but only because we all belong here. Because if we start deciding who belongs here and doesn't belong here, then we will have a hard time not picking and plucking all of us. This who here again is really done it all right. Who has prayed enough? Who has given enough? Who has been perfect enough to be here? None of us. And so we welcome all of us in here to receive the grace and mercy of God. And we also never know who might be here, who hears our message, who has the time for the rest of their life to let that message grow. We don't know. It's like the priest in our story. All we can do is open wide that gate, expand the cemetery to include us all. And our lesson is clear. God is the one working now to save the world. Working through Christ Jesus, who came, who suffered and died, and rose again to destroy the power of sin and death. It is in Christ that who is now working in this cosmic level to reconcile all things back to God. And this is not our job. Our job is not to save the world. Our job is merely to proclaim that God is saving the world as we speak. And in that, to invite all in to receive the nourishment in the field through the washing of our baptism, the nourishment in this meal, the love around us. We are free, set free of being the judge, set free to be the people who love, who live, and who trust that God is with us, that God will continue to be with us, and that God will, yes, come again to set all things new. Amen.
Amen.
Confident that God receives our joys and concerns, let us offer our prayers for the church, those in need, and all of creation. O God, you call your church to announce the gospel of reconciliation and truth both near and far. Guide your church as it seeks your wisdom and shares it, trusting your Spirit bearing witness among us. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
You brought forth all creation and called it good. Direct policymakers to protect lands and seas. Bring rain to sun parched fields and protect areas impacted by natural disasters, especially flooding in Vermont. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
You desire peace among nations and peoples. Guard our neighborhoods from hatred. Watch over police officers and firefighters, and teach us to advocate for those who live in fear. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
You are gracious and merciful, comforting those who suffer any affliction, especially Aaron, Jane, Kevin, Jim, Kelly, Clifford, Madeline, Ara, Penelope, Twyla, Karen, Colin, Joe, Susan, David, victims of the war in Ukraine, the earthquake in Syria and Turkey, and the people of Furlan Lutheran Church and St. Timothy Church. Sustain your people living with HIV/AIDS. Provide shelter for all who are unhoused, and release any who are unjustly imprisoned. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
You name each of us as your children. Guide our hospitality ministry to welcome all, our education ministry to equip us for faithful living, and our social ministry to enact the gospel in our community. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Inspire us by the faithful departed, O God, examples of your embodied love, whose confidence in the resurrection guides us in living lives worthy of the gospel. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Into your hands, O God, we commend all for whom we pray. In the name of the one who reconciled all creation to himself, Jesus Christ, our Savior.
May the peace of Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
We invite you now to share this peace with those around you. invite you now to all stand as we prepare for the meal.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior, Jesus Christ, for fulfilling the promises of the resurrection, you poured out the fire of your Spirit, uniting in one body people of every nation and tongue. And so, with Mary Magdalene and Peter, and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels, archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Your people praise you, saying, your mercy endures forever.
Your mercy endures forever.
By your promise, you bound yourself to earth and all its creatures, granting them life and calling them to flourish, setting the sign of your bow in the clouds, the colors of your love and faithfulness. Your mercy endures forever.
Your mercy endures forever.
In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me. And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, gave it for all to drink, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me. With this bread and with this cup, we remember his life laid down and lifted up, and we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Send now your Holy Spirit upon us and these gifts of bread and wine. Bless us to be a blessing. Make us a sign of your faithfulness. Send us to tend and cherish the earth and to serve the world with mercy and love. With all the saints in light, with the earth and all its creatures, With the sun and moon and stars, we praise you, O God, through Christ Jesus, in your spirit, now and forever.
Amen.
Gathered together, let us sing the Lord's Prayer together.
Take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us.
family the body and blood of our Lord and Savior. Keep us in grace.
Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray. We thank you, generous God, for the refreshments we have received at your table. Send us now to spread your generosity into all the world through the one who is our dearest treasure, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
And now we have take a moment for announcements in the church order. So if you have an announcement, Arnie will be in the back with the microphone. Just raise your hand, and I think Sue is going first.
Just a reminder, this Wednesday is our second barbecue of the summer, and we're going to be featuring chicken. We'll still have a few hamburgers and hot dogs. And also, it's a potluck, but if for some reason you run out of time, can't make something, buy something, please come anyway. There's always plenty of food and lots of great fellowship. Please come, Wednesday at 6 o'clock.
And that's open for your, invite your friends and family, invite anyone who wants to come. It'll be a good time, lots of food. Anymore we got. I have a few on Thursdays. I do a walk on the beach with whoever is here by 1 o'clock. So if you'd like to go on a walk on the beach with the pastor, just kind of an informal session of just getting to know each other, bring some questions if you have, or just enjoy a stroll on the beach at the church, 1 o'clock on Thursdays. And then we are excited to announce that we're going to start a book club in September. If you'd like to participate in that, the first book we will be reading is a book from Rob Bell entitled What We Talk About When We Talk About God. And yes, Rob Bell is a surfer too, so we have that common. So that's a surfing book. But it's a deeply theological book as well. Easy to read. It will be fun for a discussion. Our first meeting will be in September. More to follow in that, but please feel invited to deepen your faith with a discussion of this book. Are there any more? Let us prepare our hearts for the benediction. The God who calls across the cosmos and speaks in the smallest seed, bless, keep, and sustain you now and till the end of the age.